The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 9:50 Central Time on Morning Edition. Time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. The commodities have sort of given back what they had gained in yesterday's trade back to where they were on Monday's loss. And we'll start with Kansas City, the Board of Trade. March wheat opened this morning at 508 a bushel, down 8 cents. The May at 509, down 6.5. July actually up one on the open at 518. Right now that's down 10.5 cents, though. The March wheat contract in Chicago opened this morning at 463 a bushel, down 11.5 cents. The May at 478, down 10. July wheat 491 on the open, down 7.5 cents. The September wheat 496.5, down 4.75. December wheat opened at 509 a bushel, down 8.5. March corn opened this morning at 419, down 6.25 cents. The May at 428, down 5.5. July corn at 434 on the open, down at 10.25 cents. September 420 a bushel, down 11.5, and the Dease corn 412.5, down 7.5. March soybeans today opened at 760 a bushel, down 13.25 cents. The May at 773.5, down 14. July 787, down 15.5. August beans 789 a bushel, down 19.5 cents on the open. September opened at 796, down 15. November at 810, down 14.25. And January beans of next year 815, down 14.5 cents. In the products, March soybean meal opened at 220.50. That was down 390 on the open. May, 228 even, down 270. March soybean oil, 29.95, down 30. And May opened at 30.50, down 26. Over on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened this morning at 101.45, down 15. April at 103.70, down 45. The May opened at 105.60, down 35. April live cattle opened at 96.70, down 35. The June contract, 95.10, down 40. August live cattle, 92.25 on the open, down 25. And October opened at 95.55, down 37.5. Opening for April lean hogs was at 67.25, down 55. May at 76.52.5, down 72.5. June's opening bid was 77.55, down 50. July lean hogs, 77.55, down 55. March pork bellies opened at 101.95, down 7.5. The May opened up 40 at 104.50.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is AM 580 Agricultural Director Dave Dickey. Join us this evening at the Hilton Garden Conference Center in Kankakee at 6:30 for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Panelists for tonight's meeting include Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and Sherman Newland, Branch Manager of Risk Management Commodities. That's at the Hilton Garden Conference Center in Kankakee. The meeting gets underway at 6:30 Central Time. No advance registration is required, and there is no charge for the meeting. We hope to see you there.
Quickly at the outside markets, the Dow is recovering from its 200-point loss early today. It's down about 43 points now at 12,224. The S&P down 3.5 at 1403, and the NASDAQ is down 21 points at 2395. Again, looking at the current pace of trade in Chicago, the wheat is down between 12 and 14 cents a bushel, corn off between 11 and almost 15, just over 15 cents, and the beans are down in the 12 to 17.5 cent range. Joining us now to take a look at this market on this Thursday is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Lots of downward activity again today. Is this another response to what's happening in the world stock markets?
Well, it could be. I mean, the world stock markets, the decline all has you know, they're all in, you know, related to certain extents, because a lot of your traders not only trade stock indexes, they trade commodity indexes, they trade energy indexes and metal indexes. So, you know, anytime you have a major fallout in any particular market, usually there's ramifications to that fallout, because there are margin requirements that these fund managers have to maintain, and when they take a big hit in their portfolio, a lot of times that forces long liquidation to kind of meet margin calls or begin to manage their downside price risk. So a lot of times you'll have a spillover, sympathy, long liquidation, and then it kind of feeds on itself as that ripple goes all the way through the complete market. And I think that's part of what we're seeing here today, is that we're still stinging yet from the ramifications of Tuesday's big decline that we saw in the commodity complex, even though we did recover somewhat yesterday and it looked good technically. We still have margin call problems. We still have long liquidation problems. It's going to probably kind of keep this market generally on the defensive. And on the fundamental front, today's export sales reports are very disappointing. Hit a marketing year low on corn sales at 12.5 million bushels. That's really, really poor. Soybean sales were 15.3. So we're getting some negative vibes, at least from the demand side of the equation. When you have a weak technical picture, you got corn down, corn and beans down 15, 16 cents, as well as wheat.
Is there a support level, a floor that you look at in the market today?
Well, I suppose initially you have to kind of say $4 corn futures is probably support. That's kind of, you know, these benchmark figures at this point is probably what you're looking at, is $4 March corn future support. You're probably looking at maybe $7.50-ish type support maybe on March soybeans. And you could be looking at something like maybe $4.50 type support in March wheat. But when a market moves into a liquidation phase like this, it's kind of hard to pinpoint where the market will find some stabilization. But that's kind of what we've got going on right here.
What do you tell producers at this point?
Well, chart action is terrible, absolutely terrible. For people that are on the technical side of the equation, they're probably, if they're not bearish, they're going to get bearish, because you do have a key reversal down for the week in play here for corn after 7 weeks of price strength. So it is it's sending all kinds of signals that the corn market is in for probably a little deeper correction than a lot of people would like to think. The bean market doesn't have a weekly reversal down, but it did penetrate last week's low, which beans made a high on the 6 weeks. So we're in liquidation phase there.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with AgriVisor Services in Bloomington. I hate to cut him off, but we're running short on time, and we have to remind you that there's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 10:15 for northeastern Sangamon, northwestern Macon, southwestern DeWitt, and southeast Logan counties. The towns in the warning include Latham, Mount Pulaski, Chestnut, Warrensburg, Kenny, and Moroa. So keep that in mind, and a tornado watch in effect for much of the WILL severe weather coverage area until 6 o'clock this evening. Quickly looking at the markets again, March wheat in Kansas City down 14.5 cents a bushel. The March Chicago wheat contract down 13 at 461.5. Elsewhere on the Board of Trade, May wheat is down 12.5 at 475.5. The July down 12.5 at 486. March corn is currently trading down 14.75 cents at 410.5. The May down 15 at 420.5. July corn down 14.75 at 429.5. Bean pit right now looks like this. The nearby contract down 16.75 at 756.5 for March. The May at 771 down 16.5. July soybeans at 785.5 down 17 cents. August beans 791 down 16.5. products. Both contracts for bean meal down 410 at the moment. The March standing at 220.30. March bean oil is at 29.73, down 52. And the feeder cattle on the Mercantile Exchange are up at the moment. Live cattle and lean hogs are down, and the pork bellies are mixed. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 42 points right now at 12,224. Crude oil for April is down 54 cents a barrel at 61.25 in New York. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Coming up, we'll have a couple of archive editions of the Focus 580 program with David Inge. Our forecast for the rest of today: windy with widespread rain and scattered thunderstorms. Some could be severe, especially in southern and central Illinois and Indiana, and highs ranging from near 40 in northwest Illinois to near 70 in the far south.